If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, you shouldn't have fed me wings.
Well, I ain't feed you wings. We got wings together at a sports bar. I wouldn't call that me feeding you wings.
For the boys.
Jeez. Sometimes there's some pictures you shouldn't take. Nor put on the internet.
Yep. You won't be catching us doing none of that.
Nope.
Although, check out our TikTok here soon.
Oh, I'm playing the wrong thing, huh?
No, people are coming in.
Welcome to the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Ron. Hey, B-Al. B-Al is always the first one.
B-Al's always in there early.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just go ahead and hit the rundown.
Let's do it.
Raider Nation, your buddy Murph back once again for a fabulous episode of the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown, as the kids call it. That's where my best friend and yours, Swag Jeff, we just jump in here to the fan cave and have a quick chat about our favorite football team. No RFR Live this week. We thank you, everybody, that helped us strive towards a very successful summer of swag.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go ahead and take this week off, take a little bit of a break. Just get the sails full, Jeff, and ready to freaking head off to battle for this football season that's getting ready to come up.
Yes.
So we can't wait to talk to you tonight. And thanks to everybody that's in the chat room in there live with us. We love you guys. We'll see you back for Raiders Fan Radio Live next Wednesday. So, without further ado, though, let me go ahead and turn it over to my best friend and yours, the man that adorns the eastern annex of the Merce Fan Cave desk. His name, put some respect on his name. It is Swag Jeff.
Hey! It's style and profile.
What up, Swaggo?
Oh, my gosh. I'm tired after the summer of swag, man. You know, holy cow, you know, I mean, it really takes something out of you, man, because, you know, normally during the summertime, it's every other week and all that stuff. Well, we were just coming at you each and every Wednesday, full force, man, And,
and tell them why.
Well, because we were raising money for the One Nation Foundation. So thanks to you guys. Thanks to the amazing support that all you guys gave, we were able to hit our revised goal of $10,000 that we're going to present.
Come on.
To present next month, late September, to the Biletnikoff Foundation. So cannot thank you guys enough. We literally could not have done it without you. So congratulations to all the Summer of Swag winners, whether you got a t-shirt, whether you got a hat or a signed jersey or any of that kind of stuff, assigned pictures, all that stuff that we gave away during the Summer of Swag. We cannot thank you enough because you guys got us to our goal. So, and although the Summer of Swag is officially over, we're still fundraising. We always be fundraising up in here. You know what I mean? So you can definitely still do that a multitude of ways. You can hit us on the YouTubes here with a super chat. You can go to onenationfoundation.net/donate and just donate to our PayPal directly because it's all going to different Raider related charities. It's going to great causes for sure. Like the good folks at Raider Dad, like the Biletnikoff Foundation, like the Max Crosby Foundation and any others that we see that need support and need help. So like I said, thank you guys so much. You can also go to our TeePublic page. You go to RaidersFanRadio.com/gear. You click our logo right there and it takes you directly to our TeePublic page. And that TeePublic page has all of our new stuff. We got a brand new shirt that just came out with a little three card poker
action. Yeah.
And stuff like that. Legit. We got so many shirts, pal.
We got a lot of damn shirts.
Who's the guy running the TeePublic page? It's me. And so respect to Jimmy Zeebach for always coming
absolutely.
In clutch for the amazing logos that he creates for us all the time. So much respect to all you guys. Thank you for your unrelenting support. And thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah, man, we got to the goal. We got to the revised budget, as the kids say, and we were very thankful for it. And the good news is that now we have the rest of the year to get a jump start on next year.
Yeah.
So we're looking to do some good things next year as well. And again, cannot thank you all enough. We are just a vessel. We're just a reason for the gathering point. We're just an excuse to freaking, you know, get a bunch of Raider fans together. And so it is all on your generosity and kindness. And listen, and if you can't support the foundation monetarily, all we ask is that you give us a like. Hit a subscribe here on the YouTube. Anything that you do on the audio podcast by leaving reviews, sharing that stuff. I'm talking like on any of our socials, TikTok. We just made a TikTok. We made a funny with the TikTok today.
We made a funny.
Well, we think it's funny.
Yeah, we did.
We made a TikTok today. You know, again, always on the YouTube, on Twitter. Anywhere that you can find Raiders Fan Radio, just do us a favor and help us amplify that. It's not about growing the show. It's about growing the foundation. And we can't do that without more people being involved with the show. So that's what we ask you for. Just that alone helps generate advertising opportunities for us. Like we're lobbying hard for a beverage sponsor. We've got one that we hope is going to come on board, but we'll find out soon. But we can't thank you enough. So anyways, that's the thank you portion of the show. But really from the bottoms of our hearts, man, your generosity is never lost on us. And we could do an entire show thanking you for your kindness and also the corporate sponsors. Let's not leave those folks out.
Yep.
The good folks, we had an anonymous donation here very recently for $2,500 to the foundation. So with that anonymous donation, we've got Will Compton, of course, and the Bussin' with the Boys folks. We've got United Rentals. We've got Bridgestone coming on board. We've got your company, McGriff, on board. We've got some fantastic sponsors of this show. That's because we have an audience that can reach out. So again, if you can't support us monetarily, just help us out by getting the word out about Raiders Fan Radio. And that alone will help us generate money for the foundation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. hat. So respect to all of you, all those folks. And speaking of respect,
we're
we don't give props, we don't give shout outs. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but we're Italian, so you know, we like to give a little bit of respect here at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Murph, Swaggy J, Nation, it's time for a little respect. You know, respect ain't bought, it ain't sold, it ain't demanded, it ain't negotiated, it's earned. And without blowing smoke or giving shameless plugs, we want to say salute and much respect to the following folks.
An abrupt end.
Why you gotta throw so many interceptions, quarterbacks?
Oh, jeez. Man.
Because our D is that good. Pause. Yikes.
Whoops. Well, tell me about your life. All right, Swagger, what do you got for respect?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think you need to handle the respect this week because you were busy yesterday.
I was busy yesterday.
You were busy yesterday,
you know what?
Man.
I do.
You know?
I got it.
So we got to respect our sometimes fourth man in the booth.
Yes.
and a special podcast near and dear to our heart, Murph, don't we?
Absolutely. A good buddies of ours over at the Group of Five Guys, and of course, you know him here on this show, is QB Jeff. He is a former quarterback at the Middle Tennessee State University, but got his start at Alameda High School in the shadows of the Oakland Coliseum, and is the all-time passing leader for Alameda High School.
Yeah.
Then went on to Laney College and played for Coach Beam over at Laney College in Oakland, and then found his way to Middle Tennessee. Anyways, and so he does a podcast with his best friends about the Group of Five Guys schools. And yesterday we went out there to Middle Tennessee State University to one of their practices and had an amazing time watching practice. We interviewed head coach Derek Mason. We interviewed Brian Stewart, defensive coordinator. If that's a fun one to check out, because I asked him about Ja'Corian Bennett.
And I loved your costume change in the middle of it, too. So, yeah. So if you haven't seen it, Raider Nation. So he's got his MTSU hat on, right? And then he jumps into Raider mode real quick and tosses away the MTSU hat and chucks on that hat that you're wearing right now.
Yeah,
like, that's it was so fun.
It was funny. And I like watching back on it. It's like and my tone changed. Like all the, like, because love MTSU. I'm an alumni of MTSU. I love the Blue Raiders. Like, that's my favorite football team. Like, but switching into Las Vegas Raiders mode, I was like, okay, tell me about Ja'Corian Bennett. It was like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, my words got all stuttery and stuff, and his response was fantastic. If you haven't seen it, it's on our YouTube.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He had love for JB.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And you know what? Also, much respected Ja'Corian Bennett's mom.
Yes. Okay. Talk about that.
Okay. So yesterday, I put that clip up of me asking Coach about Ja'Corian Bennett.
Right.
Well, Ja'Corian Bennett's mom, she doesn't like follow me on Twitter or nothing like that, but there must be a thing where you can search by like name or whatever. And his name came up. And so she said, "Thank you so much for the love and support of my son." And I'm like, absolutely. I'm like, Raider Nation is behind him and is faithful that he's going to have a freaking, you know, a successful career. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, and I was so proud of a lot of our people on there, like Just When Windy, and like people jumped in and were like, no, we're rooting for him. And that's the thing around here. Like, we can be critical of players at times, but I'm never going to be the kind of guy that's going to talk shit. Like, we're not going to do that. These guys, they're young men. They're giving it their all. And sometimes they're just not as successful as we as fans would like to be. But that's not an excuse to like, oh, he's a bust and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's a bum.
He's a bum. All that kind of bullshitty stuff, man. So, you know, listen, and we're going to get into it here. I mean, I think that you can be a passionate, hardcore fan and you can be critical without being an asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And so I think that, so when people come at Ja'Corian on social media and whatnot, probably a lot of negativity, especially last year, right?
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Because of course, he had such high hopes and, you know,
got
really,
dinged up
really
a little bit and then didn't find his way back.
Really struggled.
And absolutely. And so I think that probably people were talking shit. And so when mama sees that on the internet, that's going to be disruptive, right? You know what I mean? And like, and this
just any other parent would.
Absolutely. And so this is where like, it's a realization for me. And this is what Valerie and I talked about last night. You never know who's watching. We're on the internet. We don't, again, we don't have any connectivity to Jen. Jen is her name. We don't have any connectivity to Jen. She doesn't know who we are. You know what I mean? Like, we never met. We never talked. We never do it. And it found his way. My words about her son found a way to her. So I would just encourage anybody, when you're out there doing whatever you're doing on the X, talking about other people.
Somebody's mom is watching.
Somebody's mom is watching. Somebody's paying attention. Like, and it's not like I even got like a massive platform or something. I mean, we have a decent following on there, but like, it's not like some, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have half a million followers or some shit. So to still find its way there, that's very interesting to me. Very interesting. And so like I remember, like, so we've talked about this a little bit. Derek Carr blocked me on Twitter.
He did block you.
He blocked me. And I have no idea why. Like, I've never tweeted anything at Derek. I never said anything. I don't, cause that's not my character. I'm not going to say some shitty ass thing about somebody or anything. Like, no, like anything was ever discussed was all in just on field performance-y kind of stuff. You know what sure. I mean? And fairly being critical when things didn't go well, like talking about the red zone or throwing short of the goal line on fourth down on the road in Cincinnati, like what, like throwing it out of the end zone, like that kind of stuff. It was never like, I never talked about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so to get blocked by that, I was like, that's odd. But anyways, my whole point to that,
he must have been searching for himself on Twitter too.
I don't know, man. But point being though, is that you never know who's looking.
You never know.
You never freaking know who's looking. And didn't Antonio Pierce, Jeff, I'm gonna turn back over to you. I need to come back full circle real quick. Thanks to MTSU. Thank you for having us out there. Great time out there at the Group of Five guys. Yep. Great time with Jeff Murphy. Yep.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Murphy's turned into one of our best friends around here. We thank him for having me. He's a great guy. His family's fantastic. Like, you know, support Domenico's Deli and support freaking the Group of Five guys show. Do that first and foremost. Oh, darn it. Then I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about Antonio Pierce.
Oh, yes. Okay. So Antonio Pierce said something. Thank you for being half my brain on that.
Absolutely.
Antonio Pierce said something to that effect in this past week. The guys are watching. He said, what was it? He's like, we can't always be in front of them. They've got their phones. Right. Or something like something that. It was something like in reference to when the coaches aren't around, the guys are on their phones and they're seeing things that are written and said and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think those guys are looking? Like, if the parents are looking, if Derek Carr's, that's all I'm saying. Words have meaning, even in an online forum.
Absolutely.
Like X.
Well, and you see, you know, folks like Jack Jones, Robert Spillane, all that stuff. Last week we were talking about it. You know, they see the predictions. They see the 6-11 that the media is saying, and you know, and it fuels their fire and stuff like that. So yeah, but I mean, 100%, they know what's going on. They hear what we're saying and stuff like that. So the culture that this team is building needs positivity.
Come on.
You know, because the positive stuff is in the building and all that stuff. So when you think about maybe tweeting and talking shit about the Raiders or anything like that, you never know who's going to see it, you know, and you don't want to be the fuel for their fire in a negative way.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you want to, you know, hype a dude up. Perfect. That's what we want, right? Yeah. We want to hype these guys up.
And we're not
up.
Being the fan police here. Like, you do whatever.
You do whatever.
You fan however the hell you want to fan.
Sure.
But like what Jeff's saying there, though, that like, yeah, do you want to be the reason that you want to be that guy?
I don't want Jack Jones to block me on Twitter.
No.
You know what I mean? I want to hype that dude up whenever I can.
Absolutely. You Absolutely. Know? Dude's hyping up other dudes, man.
Need to normalize it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff, what else we got?
Oh, my gosh. So... Murph, there's a quarterback battle.
Stop. Is there really?
Oh my gosh,
man. Are we going to talk about it? Let's do a break and let's talk about it.
Okay, let's do that.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy, Will Compton. You're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with my boys, Murph, Swaggy Jeff, and Uncle Mosh. Tune in because they f***ing put out a banger podcast.
So there's a quarterback battle, man. You know, there's two guys that are in the mix, man. Maybe more than two. You know, I've seen
You know me, I'm a big Carter Bradley guy. You
I
know
love
what
Carter
I mean?
Bradley.
Anthony Brown's freaking balling
out, dude. You know, 100%. So, so yeah. So there's a quarterback battle going on. and people are freaking out.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Yeah, well,
they're freaking out big time, man, because we've seen a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of struggles. We've seen a lot, some inconsistency and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, obviously the question that everybody has is it a lack of quarterback performance or is it an amazing defense? Is it amazing defense? And I lean more towards it's an amazing defense.
Okay.
Because look at our defense. You know what I mean? Jack Jones is lighting up the field. Max Crosby is like Gardner Minshew said, he likes to touch people. He likes to put his hands on me, man. He likes to touch me, man. You know, so I mean, I'm all in for that. I think that this defense is
some areolas and you know, what are you gonna do?
What's better than that? But I really do think that it's that. I think that we're gonna see that on Saturday evening, or afternoon, or wherever you're at for this first preseason game. I think we're gonna see this quarterback room and this offense really start to light it up because they're not going against a top five defense every single play. So what do you think?
Well, okay, so I got a couple of thoughts on this. I differ a little bit from you. Is that I think that there is struggle, and there is a lack of ability, unfortunately. And look, we just talked about being critical of players, but look, we love Aiden and I'm rooting for Aiden's success.
Yeah.
He's got a liability when it comes to moving his feet. I mean, some beat reporters even out there had some very unkind things to say about it. It looked like he was standing in concrete and these other kind of things. And I would never put those type of words out there, although I just did, but I was repeating somebody else.
Yeah,
but but my point being though, is that we all have different, you know, structures, you know, and physically, and if mobility is just not going to be a thing for him, it's despite his working on. And so in order for him to be successful in this offense, it's got to be quick reads. It's got to be getting the ball out fast, because when you have a badass pass rush on the other side, like Max Crosby and the rest of them, Malcolm Kuntz, everybody else, when you've got that in your face, you know, they're coming at you like that. You got to get rid of the ball. That's the way that Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or those guys still made it in their careers with their lack of mobility. Dan Marino had one of the quickest releases the NFL had ever seen. And by the time he got towards the end of his career, he wasn't mobile to begin with. He literally couldn't run because of his knees. Stabler was like that.
Totally.
Stabler had jacked up knees and couldn't barely run. So they had to be decisive with the football. And then in Stabler's case, you also had the greatest left side of a line that ever existed.
Oh, totally.
So he had plenty of time.
Stand there flat footed.
Exactly.
Bounce around a little bit back there.
Yeah, move around. Upshaw used to say, move around back there, Snake.
Yeah.
But I think that there is some truth to that. But there is, I'm going to throw another caveat out there, and this is something that no one's talking about. And I got hipped to this when we had Nick Vatiato, who is the quarterback for Middle Tennessee.
Right.
We had him on the Group of Five Guys show, and him and QB Jeff, we had a little interview with him, and him and QB Jeff were cutting it up about just playing quarterback and him camp and all that kind of stuff. It was very insightful because Nick made a comment about how the defense was out there scheming, that their offense that they're running in practice is very plain. I'm inserting words into his mouth, but this is the general idea. It was very basic of what they're doing. And the defense they know what's coming. And they're calling it out at the line of scrimmage, and they're scheming. And Nick and Jeff were talking about how frustrating that is. And and they were joking about it, but it was like, man, the defense is out there freaking, they got us. They're scheming on us. If there's an element of that,
that's a good point.
If there's an element of that where the defense is like, man, we coming at you, which I like that, but put the quarterbacks in the most challenging of positions, because if you can figure out how to deal with Max Crosby and Malcolm Kuntz and Christian Wilkins and Adam Butler, and then you think the freaking Chargers are going to give you a hard time on week one.
Right.
So I do kind of like that. It was almost, it's almost like in work life. I remember when I went through training and part of my work, it was like they put us in the most challenging of scenarios, like in a role play type thing. It was like, and our instructor, he said, if you can deal with me, there ain't anybody out there that you're not going to be able to deal with.
Right.
So if these quarterbacks are just under the effing gun and having to deal with a defense that's scheming against them, coming after them, putting in the most challenging of positions, well, guess what? That isn't going to be as bad as it's going to be going against the Chargers. So I think that there's a twofold component there. I do think that the offense needs to improve, especially at the quarterback position. These guys cannot be a liability and turn the ball over. Cannot. Like that will, with the challenges we've already had, turnovers will kill us. We got to be good at the little stuff. Take care of the football, convert on third down, high completion percentage, get the ball in the end zone, in the red zone. Do those things. You ain't got to throw for 400 yards a game. No one needs to throw for 4 touchdowns. Just do those little things when you've got the ball and let the defense do what the defense is going to do. Score 24 points. We're golden. I think that's yes. Let Zeus run. Like that.
That's going to be a main focal point.
Talk about that.
Well, you hear Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew today talking about that. They were talking about how, you know, their defense is going to be the focal point of this entire team. The defense will be. But I think we're going to see a whole lot of Zeus White. We're going to see a whole lot of that. But also listening to Gardner Minshew talk, I think Luke gets in, you know, we always like to try to read through the tea leaves, right? We're trying to see the underlying message and stuff like that. And why I think that Gardner Minshew is going to be our starting quarterback week one, Luke Getsy really likes this being able to scramble outside the pocket kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that we only have one in this quarterback competition that can do that. And that's Gardner Minshew. So,
who else likes that?
Who's that?
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams loves it because that's what A-Rod did, you know?
Come on.
Yep, 100%, man. So I really still do think at this point that it's Gardner Minshew's job, you know? And as much as I love Aiden O'Connell and stuff like that, and I root for his success because, you know, at the end of the day, the most successful quarterback is who I want to be the starter for the Las Vegas Raiders. And I do think I kind of agree with Mo Moten. I think that we're going to see both quarterbacks this season. You know,
they're splitting quarters in this first preseason game.
Right.
They're each going to get a quarter. And I love what Pierce had to say too, when asked about like who that, does that mean anything if like one of them gets the first quarter or not? And he said, no, because it's going to be the opposite next week.
Right.
I love that idea that like, yep, give them each a quarter, flip flop it. So I'm assuming we're going to get a quarter of one or the other.
It's going to be Gardner first.
Okay. So you get Gardner first, then you get O'Connell and then Anthony Brown, and then you're going to get Carter Bradley.
Right.
Okay. Do that two weeks in a row.
Yep.
I think that's great. And then whoever's, I feel by the, don't you think that by the end of that second preseason game, like we'll know who the starter is.
Right.
And then whoever isn't the starter will get the third preseason game against the Niners.
Absolutely. Well, you know, so if you really try to read through the tea leaves and really see if there's any sort of hints as to what coach is thinking and stuff like that. So Vinny Bonsignor asked the question and said, you know, Aiden O'Connell has earned, you said last season, at the end of last season and during this offseason, you said that Aiden O'Connell earned the right to have the first snap of the season in this next 2024 season. And he said, so are you going to abide by that? Is that what you're going to do? And he goes, well, I said the first snap of the off season.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So the first snap of the off season,
tea leaves for you.
Some
there,
tea leaves. So that's okay. Kind of what I read right there is that, you know, the first snap of the off season was during OTAs. Or during, you know, during training camp whatever. Right. So maybe he's
now back. Is that, and he did, that was his actual words.
That was his exact words.
So come on, Vinny.
Well,
and that's why Michelle wants to fight him.
Well, and that might be true. That might be true. But no, I think initially, I think Antonio Pierce said that he earned the right to have the first snap of the season.
Oh, he did. That's okay.
So unless he wasn't as specific as what he wanted.
Yeah,
that's why I was kind of thinking, well, maybe that means that Minshew's ahead in the race a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And it kind of seems clear that that's the case right now because Antonio Pierce has said that Garner put together a few good days in a row. And, yeah, there were some turnovers that he wanted back. And, you know, we can't have any of that kind of stuff or whatever. But it sounds like both of those guys, you know, and he was like, yeah, you know, and Aiden O'Connell, he's really accurate. And, he, you know, there's some drops going on by the receivers with him and stuff like that. So,
yeah, because one of those picks went through Trey Tucker's hands or something, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think okay. so. Okay. So I don't know. So I think that Minshew's probably just maybe just by a like hair, just ahead of the game, just a little bit. So absolutely.
I think he's ahead by an areola.
Some areolas, and you know, what do you
areolas
gonna do?
Could be a little bit different. That could be a lot or a little, you know. So speaking of that,
that ain't true. That's not true.
It could be. So speaking of which, there's some standouts.
Let's talk about some standouts, man.
So there's some guys that are kind of that you wouldn't think that are maybe flying under the radar a little bit and stuff that we didn't hear a whole lot of, you know, last season and all that kind of stuff. There's some guys that are standing out and some guys obviously are just, you know that they're going to stand out.
And these are the ones that Pierce named? Is that what you're
saying? These are some of the ones that Pierce named. So first off, Jacoby Myers. Oh, Cobes, man.
Oh, Cobes.
Cobes is doing his thing. Well, and Cobes is having to take wide receiver one snaps right now because Devontae Adams is out with his baby and stuff like that, and which I think Antonio Pierce said there's still no baby.
Oh, okay.
Still no baby. So it's Cobes is wide receiver one right now. He's balling out, man. The competitiveness that they say that he has at practice and stuff like that. And we've heard that before.
Sure.
We've heard that a ton of times that this guy literally can do it all. And for those of you that were thinking that the Raiders were looking at Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, stop.
We already got a Brandon Ayuk.
Come on.
And even better with Jacoby Myers for sure. So, but another guy, a couple guys right here,
I got a question for you though.
Okay,
before we move on from Cobes being a standout. So it makes you think a lot about, you know, that wide receiver room. Because after Devontae and Cobes, it gets a little thin, right? I mean, Trey Tucker is looking to be like the next Jacoby Ford, like a lot of speed, questionable hands, right? I know we re-signed Keelan Cole. Like, I know that there's, you know.
Did we sign Keelan Cole too?
Didn't we?
I thought it was Keelan Doss.
Oh, Keelan Doss. Thank you. No, that guy. Keelan Doss, like we signed him. So we've got some depth there at wide receiver. But I had this thought the other day, and I don't know if this is just, I have no idea about the inside of it. So it may be completely off the table, but Hunter Renfrow is still out there, man. And listen, if his career, like I'm shocked he's not a Saint.
Me too.
Like I hope for that young man, I hope it's not concussions is what's taking him out. I really want to believe it was Josh McDaniels. But that said, Antonio Pierce unlocked a lot of players at the end of last year, and Hunter wasn't one of them.
Yep.
So I'm really leaning towards the idea that it's probably a physical restraint. But that said, if there's not, and if there's a point where with this now offseason, he's been able to get himself healthy and back into playing shape or condition or whatever, man, I love seeing that guy in the NFL. And even if he doesn't sign with the Raiders, as long as it's not a division rival, like that's one of those guys that I could easily root for. Like as long as it's not going to impact the Raiders negatively, like especially if he went to the NFC, he went to the Saints or Green Bay or wherever the hell else that he would have a connection to, I'm rooting for that guy. But again, if there's not, and if he's healthy and then we could see a previous version of Hunter Renfrow come in, like how perfect would that be for us with now Brock Bowers and Michael Mayer? And you know what I mean? Like talk about unlocking a slot player. Like, holy shit, man,
100%.
Go back to being freaking third and Renfrow again, you know? So anyways, that's just a thought I had.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I totally agree with you, man. That'd be cool to see third and Renfrow back in the silver and black
and
again.
Thrive. Not because he didn't end well last year. You know what
no,
I mean?
Oh like, yeah. It was when we looked a very at the, sad end of the story.
Yeah. Cause like when we looked at the numbers, it was like Devontae, numbers went up. Jacoby Myers was pretty much Jacoby Myers, but Trey Tucker went up. Michael Mayer went up. It was like everybody that had pass catching ability, their numbers rocketed up sometimes in double compared to the last nine games.
Freaking Michael Mayer, I mean, he was non-existent during Josh McDaniels, which blew my mind because of the Gronk effect. You know what I mean? I mean, that was kind of what he was special for.
Yeah, and so to like that idea, but then Hunter didn't. No. He had one big game in there. I think it was the game Miami. Against Sandy. Was it Miami?
I think it was Miami.
It was one in there. I can't remember where it was like, it made his numbers for the back half of the season disproportionate because it was so big in that one game.
Right.
But outside of that, he disappeared. And I was shocked by that. Nothing. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, so next up, which I'm kind of shocked with. I'm kind of not because a lot of people were kind of down on this guy when we drafted him and stuff like that. But DJ Glaze.
DJ Glaze, man.
My gosh, Coach rants and raves about this guy. He loves him some DJ Glaze.
Good in an interview, too.
He is.
DJ Glaze is awesome, man.
He is.
He's one of those kids where you're just like, oh, man, I like this guy.
Yeah, I like
this guy. He's likable. You know what I mean?
He's a likable guy, man, and he's having to step up. He's having to step up and face guys like Max Crosby, like Malcolm Kuntz and stuff like that because Jackson Powers-Johnson is out and Colton Miller's still out and stuff like that. So their guys are having to shift around a whole lot. So we're seeing a whole lot of DJ Glaze, and he's impressing, man. He's doing his thing.
And that might also lead to some of the shit that's going on with the QBs, too. Not having Colton Miller, not having JPJ. I think that dynamic is going to change. Because look, when you got, I don't care if you're a first round pick or what was Glaze, a fourth?
Fourth, yeah, I think so.
You're going to struggle against Malcolm Kuntz and freaking Max Crosby. It's the end. And Christian Wilkins.
You're a first rounder, you're going to struggle.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter. Like, so if that's the case, then like that does get, listen, and this is where I go back to always with my opinion on this stuff. Whatever coach thinks, I think, because he's the one that's looking at him every day in practice. You know, Patrick Graham, freaking Getsy, whatever. When you look at the coaches that are their literal livelihoods and legacies in the NFL as coaches are on the line. So if they have faith in a player or kind words when asked who are some of the standouts and he says DJ Glaze, believe him.
Yep. The end.
Your fan eyes are not going to outpace Antonio Pierce. Like that's always been my default position until proven otherwise, until you get the Josh McDaniels effect where I'm like, is this fool seeing the same shit that we are?
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Right. But that's not Antonio Pierce's story.
And never will be.
I doubt it ever will be. So if he says this young man is playing great, fine. Thank you. Okay. Yep. Gotcha, coach.
Yep, gotcha.
You know what I mean? 100%. Like, I love that. I loved his endorsement of DJ Glaze. And that's going to be a hell of a pick if we get a guy like that. That can be a freaking, you know, a career guy in the fourth round like that. That's 100%. Solid, Tom 100%. Telesco.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there's going to be more guys that we're going to talk about here in just a moment that are like that were even lower on that list. But another DJ that is really shining at camp is DJ Turner.
All right, I don't know a ton about DJ Turner.
Okay, so DJ Turner, you know, I mean, you've seen the flashes and stuff. He's a special teams guy.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But, but they said he's had a lot of end arounds and stuff like that. He's fast as shit, right? He's fast as shit. So, he's really shiny. Antonio Pierce today called him one of the best special teamers in the National Football League.
No kidding.
Yeah. He said the guy is absolutely legit. So, you know.
So he's with all these return rules.
Well, and that's kind of my thought. That's kind of my thought that, you know, we were talking about Amir Abdullah. We were talking about Dylan Lauby.
Who got that. It's funny. After we talked about, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
After we talked about those two guys last week being specialists in the punt and punt return, and then in the new kicking game, and when the newest depth chart came out, sure as shit, who was number one and two on the list was Amir Abdullah and Dylan Lauby.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think DJ Turner, this is where he's going to shine as well because he's fast as hell. He's great at the running game. They said he's catching the ball out of, you know, just in these, you know, wide receiver motions and stuff like that and catching these little screens and stuff like that. I mean, he said today that DJ Turner really doesn't have anything to worry about making this team. Because they were asking, you know, about bubble players and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And
he goes,
I don't know if I'd call DJ Turner a bubble player.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's about doing as strong of
endorsement as you can get.
100%.
Right on, man. 100%. That's good news. Good news.
Absolutely. So, and of course, we won't even touch on him that much. It's Brock Bowers.
Who?
Brock.
Like Brock.
for Brock, the conqueror himself, Brock!
Brock.
Brock.
You want to see your husband fight Brock? You got it! It's on!
You can't beat Brock.
Best friend in the world, Brock. I got two words for you. Brock! Brock!
Never gets old, man.
Absolutely. But already at the beginning of training camp and all this kind of stuff, and as we approach the end, it seems like he's the surefire guy. He's the guy that, you know, when you look at, you know, the breakdown, because I can't remember who posted it, but it was like a breakdown of all the like significant plays by both quarterbacks and stuff like that. Oh, and, you know, whether it was interceptions, whether it was anything else, but like every time you'd see completions or like big plays, it was always Brock. You know, catching Brock, you know, yeah, 20 yards down the middle, a seam up the middle, all that kind of stuff. So Brock is just doing Brock things, man. I'm telling you, I think right now he is a top 10 tight end in the National Football League without ever taking a snap in the National Football League. I think he's top 10.
Well, dude, I gotta tell you, man, when you see some of the social media clips that the Raiders are putting out there,
it's Brock
Bowers catching and like, and it's like in slow motion, whatever. Listen, and I don't mean this maybe how it's going to sound, but that shit's sexy.
Oh, like, my gosh.
That is football sexy. Some of the way, like, the motion in the air, the high point, the football, you know, corners of the end zone, sideline.
The route running.
Just mossing people up, man. The route running. Like, it's freaking fun to look at, man, when you see that stuff. I can't wait, dude. Like, I'm with you. He's going to be electric on the field.
Yeah.
If we can just, and that's the thing about him is that yes, he can get deep. Yes, he can stretch the field. Yes, he can do that kind of stuff. But I know I was coming. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew it was coming.
Boss. you can't set me up like that, dude.
Jackass.
Damn, you're teeing me up over here.
Oh, man. All right. So, anyways, what's going on there?
What's going on?
I don't know. I'm pushing buttons. I don't even remember what I was saying. You take it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I can't wait to see what he's going to do on in real game.
Yeah.
Oh, because he doesn't have to like stretch the field, right? He can, but he doesn't have to. Being that you can get him on a bubble screen, or you can hand it off to him, or you can give him just like a, you know what I mean? Like quick routes, like you can get the ball to, I don't care how good of a defense or how bad your quarterbacks are. When you engineer those types of plays,
yep.
That, you know, these are still NFL players.
When you have a player like that,
come on,
when you have a player like that, no matter how the quarterback, I mean, both of these quarterbacks, it's unanimous. You know, you see both of the stats during training camp of Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. The freaking common denominator is Brock freaking Bowers.
Yeah,
amen. You know, the end.
Yeah.
So he's definitely making
until
waves.
Until Devontae gets there.
Until, yeah, but even still, man.
That's a thing. I mean, what if our best player?
I know. Jeez. I know. But I mean, can you imagine Brock Bowers? Because Brock Bowers is just the sure-handed safety net kind of guy that's always going to be there for you. You know what I mean? If you're in a tough situation, he's going to find himself open, all that kind of stuff. Can you imagine if a guy like Brock Bowers' rookie season breaks the freaking catch record?
Oh my gosh, that'd be insane. What is it? It's Timmy like Brown.
No, it's freaking Darren Waller.
Oh, that's right. It's Waller. Is it like 109 now?
It's like 107 or something like that, I think, is the record or something like that. But it's possible. It's possible for this guy, man, you know, because all you're seeing in during highlights and stuff like that you're talking about, I haven't seen a whole lot of anybody else besides friggin' Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
It's Brock, man. But another guy that's really standing out of camp that they're talking about for sure is our linebacker, man. And we're not talking about Robert Spillane or Divine Diablo. We're talking about Tommy Eichenberg from The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State, man. Interesting, man. Well, I think that he's going to, you know, he's an important one to me strategically for the Raiders because we got contracts.
Yep.
We got contracts coming up. And I know he's not a pass rusher like Malcolm Kuntz, but Divine Diablo's contract is coming up. Bob Spillane's contract is coming up.
And he's the comparative. When he came out right there, because now he's undrafted, right?
Who, Eichenberg?
Yeah, was he undrafted or we get him in the sixth or seventh round?
Yeah, it was late,
like
but no, okay, we got him. I'll look it up.
But the draft comparison for him was one Robert Spillane. Yep. So, you know, so that might be a guy that, you know, if Spillane's asking for too much or anything like that, this may be a good opportunity for the Raiders to say, okay, we're with our guy Eichenberg for sure. So, I mean, this guy has had a couple of tips and a couple of almost interceptions.
Yeah, fifth round.
Was he fifth round? Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad he was drafted. He's making waves, man. He's doing big things for sure.
Absolutely. Who else we got?
Let's see. Now, how about more of them and less of us?
Oh, are we going to do a Sea of Fans situation?
We're going to do not a Sea of Fans, but a Sea of Fan. Because we've got one caller, and so we didn't want to go an extra week without playing this call. So hey, let's get into that. How about the Sea of Fan mailbag?
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There he is, fading, looking. He's under the gun. His body throws. It is.
I think we got two.
Do we have two?
We got two.
Oh, good. Two heads are better than one.
All right, we appreciate you, Raider Nation. So normally on the live show, we have the Sea of Fans mailbag where you can email the show at show@RaidersFanRadio.com. And Michelle, our fantastic co-host here in the fan cave, reads those emails. But she's not here this week, so we'll have the emails next week on the live show.
Yep.
Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. But we are going to feature a couple of calls here in the Sea of Fans mailbag. And if you want to be part of the Sea of Fans mailbag, you can call the show at 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346. And so let's check in. I know this is a caller in the 704. Let's see who this is. Play.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, it's Raph.
Hey. Capitan Rafucho reporting for action. And let me tell you about this, folks. I mean, I cannot wait for the preseason, regular season, because there's something special about it. And I just heard about for the chemistry between Antonio Pierce with the team. I mean, the chemistry was totally phenomenal. I mean, building that team with leadership, mentality, and of course, a lot of aggression, they're going to be improving a lot. Because when you're thinking about building something really special, we're thinking about building a team that it doesn't look like very quick enough, but it takes a lot of pieces, like one by one, because it's not just only about the players, but even their staff, the organization, I mean, the department. I mean, they just have like the best of the best, and they're just eating up together. Because of that, I mean, there's like a couple of days what you see on the training camp. I mean, they're cooking very well. Because like I told you about it, I mean, between for the tight end unity, wide receivers, running back along with Samir White, the battle of the quarterbacks, Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connor. I mean, who could be ready about it? So this is going to be the year of redemption. Because like I tell you about this, folks, there's nothing compare above the action that we got right now. So I got to tell you for this one, Raider Nation, stand up. And I just wanted to tell you about it. Even though that I called so many times of the Raiders Fan Radio, because I love their show, because they're just involving something about for the Raiders, the culture and everything. And I'm very proud to be like one of those content creators who build something, the good ones for the Raiders. So forget about the Chiefs and the Taylor Swift and all for the Travis Kelce. Forget about for the Chargers with Jim Harbaugh and all these like sucking and all for this one. So I'm keeping PG right now, but forget about for the Denver Broncos, the San Francisco 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan is the master of choker. Forget about Dallas Cowboys. This is Raider Nation.
Let's go.
This is Raider Nation, homies. And we are the worldwide team. So don't F with us. So have a good one. Salute to Murph, Uncle Swag Jeff. I forget about it. Michelle, everything about for this one. Salute for El Capitan Rafucho. And I was going to tell you, in 2 weeks, perhaps like 2 weeks and 1 week, is going to be my birthday, celebrating my 31 years. So,
how are
you doing, folks?
Respect.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Have a good one, folks. Have a good night.
Nice.
Right. So Google Voice claims you if you go over 3 minutes when you call, 259.
Wow.
That's a pro move right there, Rafa.
Right on, man. Good work. It's as close as you can get.
It's as close as you can get.
Wow.
Man, I really liked his idea of chemistry. There was a comment made today during Antonio Pierce's press conference. And the question was it like right at the end? And the question was, what is it going to take for everybody to get bought in, like culture or whatever, what you're doing, everything? And his very simple answer, all he said was, everybody was bought in day one. And like,
yep.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Solid, bro.
Yep.
Solid. Oh, yep. Man. I this freaking team is going to be so fun to watch.
Oh.
All right. Next up, let's, I think we've got Jacob in Fresno. You know, he called twice, but we're going to hit his last call, which came through yesterday.
Nice.
Jeffrey, Murphy, Michelle, this is Jacob from Fresno once again. Guys, listen, I know I called in earlier, but last week, that's when I left the call. Man, I was not in game mode. it was still off season for me. And then it's like, ooh, we got a game this Thursday? And I just shot right into it, man. We have got to get this. And I know, come on, hey, it's preseason. But no, listen, the quarterback situation, I'm done, guys. I'm stinking done with, is it Aiden? Is it Gardner? Oh, I guess we'll find out eventually. No, we got to know now. The season is on the line. This is the breaking point right here. This is where we find it out. This is where all the chips go into the table. We're in Vegas, guys. We're the Raiders. We're going to put all the chips in the, on the table, and whoever just gets in there, grabs that job by the you-know-what, that's the guy who it's going to be. I don't care if Carter Bradley goes in there and he shows up. Get him the – that's the guy. Come on, we need the guy. Somebody go in there and show something. Do something. If not, we're going to get David Goggins in there, and he's going to be yelling, who's going to carry the Bolts? Who's going to carry the Bolts? And he's going to throw picks every play, but I don't care because he's got heart. We need someone to show some emotion, show some heart, show you're ready to go in there and take the freaking job. Be the QB1. Somebody step up. Do it. Take the job. Let's go. Let's get it. We're getting a victory. Aiden O'Connell, get that revenge against the Vikings. Come on now.
Raiders! Nice. Attaboy, Jacob. Absolutely, man. And I think he's right, man. I think this first preseason game is going to, I think we're going to know. I think we're going to know by the end of the first week.
I love the idea that he wants to see somebody step up and be definitive. As we like to say around here, make yourself undeniable.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And I think we're going to see that week one. You know, I mean, whoever's going to come in week one of the preseason that it commands the team, owns this job and all that stuff. I think it's going to, that's going to be the decision maker. You know, I mean, I think we're going to see that. So
yeah. Somebody takes again, make yourself undeniable, be so good at what you're doing. Be so passionate, as Jacob said there, that you can't not get the job. And so, and I would recommend that advice for anybody out there. And that's why we talk about on this show, anything in your life that you want to do, striving for a goal, be undeniable. Absolutely. And you will get there. Man, great stuff there from Jacob. Great stuff there from Rafa. I'll tell you what, man, we got to give a sizzler because that's what we do around here. The best emailer or phone caller. And even though this is a rundown, man, let's give away a sizzler award. So, Jeff, what do we got tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, El Capitan Rufacho and Jacob in Fresno. So tonight's sizzler award goes to, of course, Jacob in Fresno.
Hey, Jacob.
Good conversation, pal. In respect to El Capitan.
Sizzler.
Sizzler.
We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders.
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
Do you realize that we could have three players on defense that could have 10 plus sacks this year?
Oh my gosh, it makes me drool.
I mean, for real.
We could have
Thirty-plus sacks out of three guys,
And none of those guys are Tyree Wilson, who is finally.
You're talking about him tonight.
And they said he's starting to come along, getting under his feet, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we could have potentially four guys. You know what I mean? Holy cow!
That's a shit ton of sacks, man.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, thanks to Rafa. Appreciate you calling, my friend. Thank you to Jacob from Fresno. And you know, sometimes it's tough to pick a sizzler when you, especially when you only got two. But just like Highlander, man, there could be only one. So we appreciate you, Raider Nation. Thanks for checking us out here tonight on the Raiders Fan Radio Rundown. Thanks again to everybody that supports the One Nation Foundation. Thank you to all of those of you that have joined us live tonight. And even though we aren't live, we always go back and read back through the chat. So we love you guys so very, very much. Thank you for your support of Raiders Fan Radio. Let's go freaking Raiders, man. We got a Raider game to talk about next time. Next Saturday when we, after Saturday, next Wednesday when we get back together, we will have a live Raider game to talk about. I can't wait to do it. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Can't wait for Raider football, man. Gets just a, what? Just a couple days away, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude. This is the day we've been waiting
Jonesing,
for, right?
Man.
Oh, I'm jonesing hard. Need that shit right in my veins.
Right in the veins.
Right in the veins, man, for sure. So so on behalf of Murph, on behalf of Michelle and QB Jeff, who aren't here tonight, my name is Swag Jeff. You've been listening to Raiders Fan Radio, where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. Don't forget, boys and girls, what happens in Vegas is started in Oakland. We'll see you live next week. We love you guys.
All that shit started in Oakland.
Hell yeah, it did.
Good night, YouTube!
Goodbye.
Ooh, I hate those interceptions.
Yeah, but it's a love-hate thing. Because it's our guys getting them.
That's true.
Jack Jones, you're going to be my next jersey.
You're my guy. That's a good call, dude.
You're my guy.
That's a good call.
Come on, man.
Easiest guy to root for in the world right
Easiest
there.
Easiest guy in the world.
All right, love y'all.
Yep, see you, bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.